Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem BPJ, share number 159. That's Bias Panimi Joint, share number 159. In the book, The 13 Things Mentally Strong Couples Don't Do, we are up to number 11, is that they don't neglect their marriage relationship. You know, surveys say that 50% of individuals feel that they're neglected by their spouse. And this neglect very often, unfortunately, has them turn to wrong things, wrong unhealthy escapes, or falling into emotional affairs with coworkers of the opposite gender. Emotional affairs even with the same gender is quite possible. We're not going to get into that now. We had separate shiurim on emotional affairs. It's a very painful aspect and a very important thing to be aware of. And to aware of that, because what happens is it's part of connecting, by the way, of what we spoke about in the previous year. Not to expect your relationship to meet all your needs. And when you have your needs that are lacking, you turn to Hashem to help you fulfill those needs or fulfill it in unhealthy ways, in healthy ways and not in unhealthy ways. But part of this is the idea of that whatever needs a husband or wife knows that they need to fulfill and they can fulfill, they don't neglect. They make sure not to neglect it. If a person feels that loneliness, it's very, very important not to fall into the trap of trying to get that comfort elsewhere in an unhealthy way, which creates that emotional affair that sometimes could end up in a physical relationship. So therefore, that's not healthy. But we have to self-correct in our own way. So some of the things that describe often this type of relationship where it has that neglect built in is these type of statements that may apply to you. So think about it. Number one, that we have busy lives and we don't make our marriage relationship a priority, or we have different interests, so it's hard to find common ground or things we can work on together. Or we have different values and different hashkafas. So rather than combine and integrate our ideas and work on compromises and working on it in a healthy way, it's easier to just work on it, our own separate plans. Or when we're physically together, intimately, we don't really try to connect with one another. And as we use it as a release or an outlet, but we don't really have that emotional connection combined with the physical intimacy. Or we don't grow together as a couple. Or we don't do much to nurture our friendship in our marriage relationship, or we don't feel bonded to each other, or we don't invest enough time in genuinely connecting with one another, and often we neglect each other's needs. We have to remember that if we feel that way about our own spouse, we have to recognize that it's always a two-way street, that we ourselves have that in ourselves also, that we neglected it as well, and we have to work on growing with this. There are many reasons why we neglect a relationship. Sometimes a lot of life takes place, pressures with finances, with work, with chinuch habanim v'habanos and education with the children, putting koyches in the children. Sometimes it is those productive, healthy, good things that sometimes puts our marriage in the back burner seat. But sometimes it's unhealthy things, unhealthy or unnecessary technology of text messaging and apps and emails and social media that calls our attention to our phone instead of our wife or husband. And just see if any of these statements sound like you. I put other people first when I think of my, and I think my spouse will understand that. Or I have a lot of pressing needs that demand my attention. Or it's easier to have our own separate roles rather than work together. So I deal with certain things in the household and my spouse does. And we do it separately and we each do our own part and we don't really combine together. Or I'm scared to combine too much of our lives just in case it doesn't work out. Or there are other people that are more priority in my life than my own spouse. Or work takes up a lot of my time and energy and I don't have enough time for my own spouse. Or my learning takes up too much time. Or my chesed projects take up too much time. Or I have difficulty saying no to other people and opportunities, even though it takes away from my own marriage relationship. Or we have unresolved past issues, and therefore we don't want to work on the effort of building our relationship, or we have a fear of being overly committed to our spouse, you know, that it's overly shibud. We explained this once, that sometimes these people hold back from Hakaras HaToiv because they feel they are going to be more beholden and meshubud, but that's not the healthy approach. The healthiest expressed Hakaras HaToiv. So, again, no one is going to excuse having an emotional affair, but very often we have to admit it to ourselves that we sometimes were over the lifnei either that created that emotional affair. We neglected the relationship. We didn't care for our spouse the way we should have cared. We neglected them, causing them to become lonely and struggle with that loneliness, and therefore escaping in their own pain and being open for that nisayon of connecting with someone that they shouldn't have connected to. Not to make excuses, but the idea being is that we could still foster our own emotional intimacy with our own spouses. We, by us committing to do our part to connect every single day, even if they are away for business, one of the spouses are away for business, at least calling each other once or twice a day and talking at length and making priority to enjoy each other's company. Affirm that commitment always, that healthy relationship. Okay, sometimes a matzif came up where there was different things that came up that we had no choice and we have little time for ourselves, but that little time we make and we carve out. And to often say things and mean this and practice this. I'm glad that I'm spending my life with you. I know that things may be difficult right now, but I'm committed in finding a way to work through this, that we should connect. And if everything would be over, you know, would do it over again, I would choose you. And you verbalize your commitment. And then you show your commitment through actions. And to reaffirm that commitment each and every day. Again, we always talk about tefillah, to daven to Hashem for that shalom bayis and helping and so on and so forth. So the idea is the I've been busy or I'm busy. The idea is to work through that and to connect. Research showed that couples who say we talk and actually talk, they're more likely to experience more positive emotion about their relationship. The more we talk, quote unquote, it predicts less marital decline over time. It benefits both spouses using it as well as the partner who is listening. There's a listening relationship too. That's very, very important. We know many tzaddikim, Yudai Yisrael, spend time with their wives. We know that the Lubavitcher Rebbe spend with his wife. They had tea together often. Some had a special meal together daily. Here there was a daily connection. So there are certain rituals that you keep that you both enjoy. You eat this supper together, you have a tea together, you try to get ready for bed at the same time. That's a separate issue. We talked about many, many times that if possible, you should both work out a time, even though you may have different types of schedules. One's a night person, one's a morning person. Sometimes the sleep schedules vary, but try to align it that you're both upstairs in the bedroom the same time and more or less going to bed the same time and connecting with each other. It's very important to play a game together sometimes, even as simple as that. And be motivated to do this. To motivate that I'm not going to neglect the relationship. I'm going to nurture the relationship. And not just fall into working long hours. Yes, it's healthy to work in a normal way, a healthy hobby, spending some time with healthy friends, the parenting, all of those things, but we don't neglect the relationship. We nurture the relationship. Sometimes one neglects it more than the other, and sometimes they both neglect the relationship. It's very important to spend time together, work towards things together to make the relationship stronger. So what are some things you think you can do that will nurture your relationship together? What are some times that you could put an extra effort in caring for the relationship better? Committing, for example, to walk together, take walks together when they can, to go to dinner out together. Give examples of times when you felt you put a lot of energy into caring for the relationship and start caring about it again. When is it tough and how do we overcome that ability, challenge. So the idea is that what really matters, yes, when you're young, sometimes is excitement and you have fun together and all of that. But what really matters is the strong commitment that you both undertook to become one with each other, to connect with each other. And that is such an important yesod. The hischatshus aspect is very important. That's the healthy, healthy strategy to keep you committed and not neglect. This applies to our connection to Hashem in our Yiddishkeit, and it applies to connection with our spouse. Hischatshus. No matter how long you're married, seems like it's stale. Overcome that staleness by your mindset, by hischatshus in action and hischatshus in mindset, and ultimately in emotion. Successful couples who have enduring relationships, they qualitatively report that they wake up every day and they renew their commitment as part of their daily routine. You daven for kashalom bayis every day. Let's be the best. I could be the best wife I could be, the best husband I can be. I'll be there for my wife today. I will be there for my husband today. And you mischadish. The default marriage, the default mode of marriage is to grow apart, unfortunately. So no other, it's just the way it is. And therefore, we need to be intentional. We will be playful together. We will learn together. We will do things together. Even if we're uncomfortable initially to bond this way, to use that healthy words, that saying the thank you, you're welcome, sharing, listening, and so on and so forth. Pushing yourself out of your comfort zone, of sticking to the staleness and the routine, but learn a new thing, learn a new language, learn a new minig hanhaga of chesed that you could do for your wife or for your husband. Share that new learning experience. Be mischadish yourself every single day, and you'll see that growth in your marriage. So of course you daven for it, but at the same time you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for special siyata d'shmaya to help you every step of the way with this hischatshus, and not to neglect your marriage, and to have that, give each other that emotional support and listening and care. Bracha v'atzlacha.